WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a man. What the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Sure got interesting on this final major stop before WrestleMania this Saturday. This is the post show. Live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented as always by MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel. Click the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can write your code Rocket749 at item top. Hashtag Epic Partner. Also Lindsay Ward. I'm the producer. That's Lindsay Ward.
What is up, y'all? How you doing? Just what I think, you know, Hunter couldn't top last week because last week was a really spectacular show and would have been a completely fine go-home. He whips this bad boy out. This was a show of just amazing proportions. He gave us everything we could ever want on this show.
Last week, it was about the talk. This week was about action.
The boiling point. Things are boiling over. People cannot wait until WrestleMania. And God, they set this show up so well with specific people because they had certain someone's doing press interviews and everything else for WrestleMania. And they cooked the storylines in those interviews, which I completely, totally respect. Like, go Hunter for this whole thing because it was amazing.
So we're going to start with that. It was the Ariel Helwani show, the MMA hour earlier today. Rhea Ripley was the guest. Becky was calling, trying to get into the studio. She got into the studio. They had a confrontation, which then brought it to Monday Night Raw. Becky came to the ring. She's done all the talking they do. She wanted Rhea to come out and fight. So Adam Pearce is trying to stop her. He wasn't going to let that happen. Rhea came out. He's like, save it for WrestleMania. And she's like, okay. Throws the belt at Pearce. Starts going through the dude's security guards. They start trading punches. They spill to the outside. Becky dives over the top rope. Lands on everybody. They get pulled apart. They're back in the back. And they're still being pulled apart. Everyone has to keep them out of the way. Security and all the producers and whatnot. And Adam drops the line, get your mommy out of here. Which was amusing. This was a hot way to continue the story going. Because they talked a lot in the last few weeks in media and on television. So this was the right way to, like, hey, we've got him personal now. Let's just fight.
Becky diving just onto Rhea and the security guards. Just Rhea. You know, I've said it before on the show. I'll say it again. I love me a good pull-apart brawl. I really do. I feel like in the correct context, when used appropriately, it is just the best way to polish off a storyline and get you ready for a match. And the interview into the pull apart brawl was beautifully done, beautifully executed. You have Becky and Rhea. They could not wait to get their hands on each other. They're like, all right, that's it. We're done talking. F this. We're not waiting till Saturday or Sunday. We're just going to fight now. And Adam Pearce is just trying to keep it all under control. And he's like, no, no. And then they just couldn't be stopped. It was just, I love this.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when it's like, oh, we're not going to be civilized about this, because I've said, and again, this is something I've said before, my one pet peeve in WWE world is you have all these storylines where people can basically restrain themselves, especially in feuds that get really, really, really personal, where people restrain themselves, they're in the same building the whole day, and then they have their moment, and then they leave, and everything's fine. I like that it's like, you know, Rhea was taking shots at Becky in the interview, which stirred Becky up,
yeah,
right? And Becky was trying to get in to get to Rhea, right? Because she's ready to fight Rhea. And they just could not contain themselves and had to fight on Raw. And it was a much better way to tell that story than just them basically, because we all know they all sit in the same building every day. You know, like, they're there from, like, 11 on. So you're telling me that they just avoided each other the whole day and didn't fight? Come on. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. So this, I loved everything about this. Like, I said earlier, I was actually looking forward to this show to see what they were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was really curious how they were going to do this.
And they followed it up really, really well.
Oh, they delivered so hard.
We're seeing the growth, maybe, of Judgment Day as Dom is really trying to push for Andrade to be a part of it, especially if he could take care of Ricochet. But Legado was also involved, and Rhea and Damian were not kind of happy with Dom sort of aligning with them for, you know, having them invade their clubhouse tonight on Raw.
No, they weren't entirely thrilled with all the guests that they ended up with in their clubhouse.
No, they weren't happy with it whatsoever. So we'll see where that goes. We're starting to stir something there. We'll see where it happens.
There's some discontentments going on.
There is. We had Drew McIntyre have a funeral for CM Punk and Seth Rollins tonight on Raw.
I had to look it up and see if it was the same funeral home from a few other segments, and mm-hmm. I don't believe it is.
No, different. This was in Brooklyn probably or somewhere, but not where they filmed the other one.
Some of the other more infamous funeral home segments that we've had, but Drew McIntyre is just living his best villain life, and I love it so much. I will keep saying it. Dick heel Drew McIntyre is my favorite version of Drew McIntyre. Like, the all-black suit, him just being an intolerable little shit. Like, it was just all so good.
Yeah. McIntyre, he would take the old broken workhorse out back and put him down once and for all. This weekend, pretty good.
So they're gonna get physical.
There was a confrontation later between him and Seth Rollins. That's sort of, he ain't dead yet is what Seth's response was. He ain't dead yet. More Rollins here in a bit. A couple other matches that happened on the show: Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell took on Ivy Nile and Maxine Dupree. Maxine got the roll-up win on Indy Hartwell.
And there's some dissension there between Candice and Indy.
It's slowly building between the two, the dissension. Or we see Indy have a change of heart. We'll see.
Can Indy follow her mom down that road?
It was an 8-man tag, New Day and DIY taking on the Judgment Day. A scary moment with Johnny doing a big dive to the outside. It may have ended the match a little early. With the Judgment Day ended up getting the win. Good news, Johnny is fine.
Yeah, he's okay.
He tweeted about it and said, you know, if I did this on Raw, wait till Saturday or Sunday, whenever the matches take place. Should be fun. We saw some stuff at the Performance Center with Sami Zayn being coached by Chad Gable.
I liked how that was shot.
It was shot really well. Yeah. Gable basically, if Gable asked Zayn if he thought Gunther would care if he was exhausted, because Sami was. He wanted him to run him through the drill, and Sami said no and asked Gable was trying to burn him out. Zayn asked if Gable didn't think he was good enough. Gable said Zayn was more of a good thing that you're good enough. He said, you made an event at WrestleMania last year, but that's when you had the hunger. But that hunger is gone now. He's trying to pull that hunger out and question what was holding him back. And Sami's like, I'm afraid, okay? He doesn't want to let anyone down, including his wife and son. Gable understands that. Zayn said Gable looked him in the eye and said he didn't think he could beat Gunther. Gable said he was telling Zayn what he needed to hear and said he needed to prove everyone wrong together. And they continued their training. We got to a match. Bronson Reed, Sami Zayn. It ended in no contest. When Gunther just sort of decided to get involved in the entire thing after dragging Gable onto the stage. And then he left Zayn laying. This was good. Like, he knocked him out with a belt shot at the end, too. That was really good.
Like, Gunter just throwing Gable. Just chucking Gable at Zayn on the floor. And Gable just crumples into the floor.
Yeah.
Like, that was great. And just the whole interaction, the whole promo, like, this was perfect. I'm going to be saying that a lot. There was a lot that was done absolutely right tonight to get you ready for WrestleMania.
Ricochet beat Ivar, teasing the Andre the Giant Battle Royal this Friday on SmackDown. Good match. They shot the finish.
Yes.
Yeah. They shot the finish, his move, with a new camera shot. Really well done.
Yeah, that was cool. But his chest. Oh, God, his chest.
Yeah. Damage Control beat Shayna, Zoe, and Tegan of an interesting trio right there. To say the least. But
not
the
sure
big
how I feel about it.
I don't know. It kind of worked, though.
It did, but I'm not sure how I feel about it.
But the big story on this show involves the Bloodline. As The Rock, the final boss, opened up the show. Weird saying that in 2024, but here we are. He said, "I made that boy bleed." He said the only thing missing was the tears of Mama Rhodes. He recalled telling Cody that it would make him bleed. He said that the Cody crybabies didn't like it. They were upset that The Rock made their hero bleed. Rock said he just laughed because they're grown adults crying about Cody. He showed young girls crying. He said it breaks his heart. He's proud of their three-time girl dad. He said it broke his heart to see those reactions. He told the fans to put their kids in front of their television so that Uncle Rock could drop some gospel on them. He addressed the little boys and girls by saying there are moments in life when a man has to do what a man has to do. And there are moments in life when the people stick their noses where they don't belong. He said there are moments in life when Cody has to beat Cody's punk ass down over and over again. He said he said that professional wrestling is cool. The ratings are skyrocketing with him. Record gates. Rock said there's only one reason, because it's finally. We're 5 days away from WrestleMania. 5 days away from the final boss to come back to Brooklyn. But The Rock didn't come alone. This brought out the undisputed Universal Champion of the World, Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman, Solo and Jimmy. Reigns talked about, you know, it's family above all. He said he came to Brooklyn to acknowledge his family. People were yelling yeet. He said no yeet, and if it continued to yeet, he would leave. Reigns said he wanted to thank his cousin Rock for helping and make it the easiest WrestleMania of his life. They will smash these fools. He said it'll be Bloodline rules on Sunday, and they will have their way with Cody. Reigns thanked The Rock again, said he went above and beyond making Cody bleed. Reigns said Rock whooped Cody. He said he didn't need Rock to do it, but it felt good to see him do it. He thanked him again and put family above all, just as he does. He said, "This is how you lead." Reigns said Cody isn't fit for leadership. Reigns said Cody is a politician who was lucky to be there. Reigns said that when they started making it cool again in 2020, Cody was off somewhere doing a whole lot of nothing. Reigns said Cody saw what he was doing and they were generous and allowed him to have fun. But they can't allow Cody to knock him off the top of the mountain. This is our mountain. We run this business. This brought out the world heavyweight champion Seth Rollins in the crowd. He said if the Bloodline thought he was walking into their ambush, they are stupider than they thought they were. Rollins said he would love to fight the whole city of Brooklyn. They would have the whole city of Brooklyn. They would fight the whole city. Rock said they crossed the line last week, and the time for talking is over. Rollins said he was ready for a fight, and not just in 5 days of WrestleMania. He wanted to have a fight tonight. It's the biggest Raw of all time. Fans that serve the biggest main event of all times. Rollins said Rock thinks the fans were all there because of him and challenged him to put his money where his mouth is. He challenged Rock to face him on the main event of the show. Rock said he didn't think old DJ's got the balls. Rollins said maybe Roman has a grown set over the last few years. Rollins said he would be happy to face Reigns in the main event. He told him, "Want to pick one of them." Rock said Rollins wouldn't fight him or Roman Reigns tonight. Rock said Rollins is a crazy son of a bitch. He said that they always have a plan. And this led to Solo picking on the mic. "You ain't fighting the tribal chief tonight. You're not fighting the final boss either. You're fighting me tonight. And it will be Bloodline rules." Good stuff right there.
This was so fantastic. This was such a great opener to the show. The way they had everybody come in, the way they just stacked everything and had the promos and you just had people show up. Oh God, this was so good. This is so, so, so good. Especially since you had like Seth come through the crowd.
Shield reference.
Very nice touch. Like just very, very, very nice touch. Rock whipping out the vest from 20 years ago. Like this is just, this is so good. I love this so much.
Backstage, they were celebrating their actions, and Roman said he's going off because he could go write Paul's speech for Saturday or Friday. So it's Roman inducting him into the Hall of Fame. Also, The Rock's grandmother is going to the Hall of Fame. It was announced tonight too. So they're all looking like they're leaving, right? They're all looking like they're leaving. But it's Bloodline rules, so you never know. Jay was backstage and he ran into Little Wayne of all people, and he's gonna bring him to WrestleMania. He's gonna be a WrestleMania and drop a new song apparently. 'Cause why not?
I mean, you might as well.
You might as well. So Seth is
Hey,
making.
look, if Beyonce can drop her country album during the Super Bowl, Lil Wayne can do this. Just saying.
So Rollins is always is making his way backstage, getting ready to go to the ring. And he mentioned the key phrase. He always has plan B. So it's
Yeah.
Solo, Rollins, main event, Bloodline rules. They're beating the crap out of each other. Tables and chairs, oh my. Big old fight. Rollins hits a stomp on Solo after going putting him through the table with a power bomb. Jimmy shows up. Super kicks Seth Rollins. Jay comes out. They're fighting. They fight start to the back. Jay gets tossed back out on the stage by The Rock. Rock throws him right into the VO wall, and he walks right down towards the ring, gets face to face kind of with the with Seth Rollins, who's laid out, who's down on the mat, up against the ropes. Rollins smiles as Cody Rhodes' music hit because it was announced that Cody would not be on the show because he was medically not clear to be there. But they got him. Cody gets in the ring with The Rock and starts laying into him. They're about to put The Rock through the announce table. Cody had him set up for a rock bottom. But Roman Reigns showed up. And then the fight was on. All four men battling and a random CM Punk chant for no reason. But the Bloodline took control. A Superman punch to Rollins. Rock throws Cody in the ring. Gets a spear for his trouble. They smiled. It was about time to go. But The Rock said, oh no. Pulls off the weight belt and starts whooping some fools. He even gives the belt to Roman to whoop some fools. Repeated shots across the back of Cody and Seth Rollins. Just beating on them over and over again. God, just the sounds of the slaps across the back.
They just went for it. I mean, it was, whoo, this was vicious. This was absolutely vicious. And it was wonderful. I'm sure it hurt like a bitch, but it was so good.
The visual was really, really good. But the visual at the end was the Bloodline standing tall, a predecessor to this Saturday when they go 2-on-2 before the 1-on-1 on Sunday.
I think what's very telling about this segment is the very, very, very end when Rock and Roman are hugging and Rock's face when they're hugging. And this is not the first time that he's done this. And just the expression on his face and then the plan B comment. I think Roman's in trouble. I think he's getting deceived and he doesn't even realize it.
We'll see.
We'll talk about it Thursday, but I think something bigger is coming.
Originally, yes. I think this character has a little bit more legs to it.
We'll see.
I think Final Boss is going to be Final Bossing for a bit more, but we'll talk about that Thursday. This was a really good show.
This is a fantastic show from top to bottom. This is how you send a show home for WrestleMania. And like I told you guys at the beginning, I was looking forward to this show. I was excited for this show because it's like, God, what are they going to do? How are they going to follow up last week? How are they going to send this to WrestleMania? This is how you do it. You hit all your major storylines for Raw. You hit everything you needed to hit. You hit your big matches. It was just so well written, so well done. Because normally it's like it's either a really good go home or it's just a throwaway. Right? Because they've got everything where they needed to and it doesn't really matter. This was not a throwaway. This was perfect. Everything worked, everything cooked, everything just came together in a wonderful fashion. So well done, Hunter and team.
Yeah, it worked really well.
Bravo.
It worked really well. But that'll do it for us live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night and Wednesday night, we'll be simming the 2 days of WrestleMania. Shooting for 9:30. We'll see how it goes from there. Try to get through both nights.
Can I uwu?
No, we will.
But
Oh,
uwu.
no, we will. We'll see what happens. About 9:30 tomorrow night and Wednesday night. WrestleMania Simulations Thursday night at the Rack live 10 p.m. Eastern WrestleMania preview.
That's right. Tune in. Rock and I will be talking all about WrestleMania and giving our predictions and talking about what we think will happen. So it's the Rack Thursday night 10 p.m. Eastern right here on WallTalkRadio.com.
No show Friday because Brent's busy. No Gigi in battle. Saturday.
And y'all need to heal.
Yeah. Saturday, when the show ends. I guess technically it's CB Radio, but not with the normal people. Well, half the normal people. We'll talk WrestleMania.
Whoever shows up.
We'll talk about WrestleMania Day 1 when the show ends in a special edition of CB Radio. Sunday night, it's going to be Wrestle Talk Radio reviewing Night 2 of WrestleMania. I'll be riding solo next Monday night for the Raw Post Show. Because there's going to be shit going down and we're going to talk about it next Monday at 11 p.m. Eastern. It's just me and you guys next Thursday chat. We'll talk all about Raw After Mania live at 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. It's facebook.com/WildTalkRadio. Or chat if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use credit code RocketSock or
Lynn's M. Ward.
In the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimmaLynn's Ward. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lynn's Ward Zero.
This has been the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you all week long, including the big preview this Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, talking all things WrestleMania, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.